Phonics Booster Books number 60. Wordplay. My big sister woke up first. "Hope, hop to it," she said. "Today is Grandma Greta's barbecue bash." My sister loves words that begin with the same letters. Maybe that's because her name is Sarah Sue. I also like to play with words. I collect words that I think are fun in a special notebook. Mom called down from the hall, "Girls, please don't forget to wash your hair." "Wash my hair?" "Okay," I said. Sarah Sue jumped into the shower. I had to wash my hair in the sink. "Not that hair, Hope." At the breakfast table, my baby brother, Lars, was eating and smearing and spilling food all over the place. Lars held his mug upside down and shook it from side to side. "Mom," Sarah Sue said, "little Lars is making another milk mess." Dad wiped up the mess and said, "For this year's barbecue, Grandma Greta has invited lots of family to her yard." I ran to my desk and took out a ruler just to check. "Dad," I said, grabbing my coat, "we had better go right now." "Why?" he asked. "A yard is only 36 inches," I said. "There won't be room for lots of people in only 36 inches. We don't want to be left out." "Hope, I meant Grandma's backyard." In the car, Sarah Sue asked, "Are our cousins coming?" Mom's answer surprised me. "Of course they'll be there. And so will your uncles and aunts," she said. "Aunts?" I blurted out. "Aunts will ruin the barbecue." Sarah Sue joined in. "Aunts will cover the corn. They'll eat the eggs. They'll chew the cheese and bite the buns." "Aunts will bother our brother," I added with a giggle. Dad said, "Hopefully, Hope, those ants will not show up." Instead of driving straight to Grandma and Grandfather's house, Mom pulled into the mall. "Why are we stopping?" Dad asked. "I almost forgot," Mom said. "My mother lost her sunglasses. She asked me to get her a new pair." "Pair?" I said, laughing. "I hope she's not planning to wear the new pair on her head or on a chain around her neck. You know how Grandma Greta hates to mess up her hair on her dress." "Pear?" Baby Lars gurgled. "I want pear." Mom came back loaded with shopping bags. She bought t-shirts for Sarah Sue and me, socks for Dad, and a new mug for Lars. She also remembered Grandma Greta's sunglasses. "Everything was on sale," she said. I looked around, but I didn't see a single sail or any kind of boat anywhere. Then Mom tried to back the car out of the parking space, but the tire was flat. "I'll call a tow truck," Dad said, taking out his cell phone. "A tow truck?" I said. "That's a really good one," I whispered to Sarah Sue. "What about finger foods?" Sarah Sue whispered. "Necklaces," I giggled. "Backhands," added Sarah Sue. "And earphones," I laughed. Just then, the tow truck drove up. It didn't take long to fix the car. Soon, we were a few houses from where our grandparents live. Dad said, "Park here." Mom said, "Good idea." I thought a park was a great idea. I looked for swings and slides and jungle gyms. I didn't see any. Then we saw Grandpa waiting outside. "Grandpa, Grandpa!" Sarah Sue and I shouted as we tripped over each other to get out of the car. Grandpa hugged each of us. "Your cousins are already here. They're inside." "Mind the stairs now," he said, walking toward the house. "Mind the stairs?" I asked. "I do mind being stared at, but there is no one in the yard but us. I don't see anyone staring." After a big hello from Grandma Greta, she said, "I have a surprise for you. We set up a tent to play in. It's under the big fir tree." "Fir tree?" I said with surprise. Grandma, trees do not have fur." Grandma just smiled and kissed the top of my head. Then I ran over to see what our cousins were doing in the tent. "Oh," exclaimed Sarah Sue. "Hope, come quick." The tent is full of our favorite family fun games. We found checkers, cards, marbles, and a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle. Even though the tree was just a plain old tree, the tent was perfect to place was the perfect place to spend the afternoon. I asked, "How did you get the tent up, Grandma?" "Grandma and I hammered stakes into the ground," she said. "Stakes?" I whispered to Sarah Sue. "Now, what will we eat for lunch?" Just then, Grandpa rang a big bell. "Lunch is ready," he shouted. "Come and get it." Grandpa carried out platters of food. We ate at a big picnic table. Grandma barbecued chicken. Grandpa made his special egg salad sandwiches, chocolate chip cookies, and lemonade. By the time I stopped laughing, there was almost nothing to eat. My cousins started a ball game. They wanted to play girls, moms, and aunts against boys, dads, and uncles. "Hope, get the bats from Grandpa's basement," my father said. I didn't know if Grandpa had bats in the basement. I thought bats lived in attics and caves. I did not want to get the bats. "I don't think so, Dad," I said. Sarah Sue was getting tired of my wordplay. "I'll get the bats from the basement," she said. The girls went up first. Sarah Sue offered me her bat. "Here, Hope, take a turn," she said. So I did a turn, then another and another. I turned around and around and around until I was very dizzy. Sarah Sue laughed and said, "Mom, she's at it again." When I stopped turning, I had to sit down. Besides being dizzy from turning, I was a bit dizzy from all the wordplay. I washed my hair. I thought we had to fit in 1 yard. Mom said aunts were invited to the barbecue. We needed a tow truck. Grandpa told me to mind the stairs. Grandma had a fir tree. My own father wanted me to pick up bats. It was getting late. Grandma and Grandpa's barbecue bash was over. Now it was time to go home. Mom, baby Lars, and I got in the car. Dad and Sarah Sue were still saying goodbye. I helped strap Lars into his car seat. "Thank you, dear," Mom said. "Dear?" I cried out. "Look around. Where?" Mom laughed. "Enough of your game, Hope. We're all beat." "Yes, Mom. You do look a little red," I giggled. Then I drew one last picture in my notebook.